Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's podcast for No Refund Theater. This week, NRT proudly presents The Laramie Project by Moises Kaufman and the Tectonic Theater Company. There will be three performances, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The Thursday show will be at 9 o'clock, and the Friday and Saturday shows at 8 o'clock, all in 111 Forum. All right, I'm here with the director and assistant director of the Laramie Project. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Katie Bucaro, and I'm directing the Laramie Project.
I'm Anthony Arbiza, and I'm assistant directing the Laramie Project.
All right, now, looks like you guys have a pretty lengthy cast list. Who else is involved with your show?
We have 14 cast members who are fabulous, each to their own. We have Bram McGinnis, Kelly Arbogast, Mike DeLulo, Jesse Kramer, Laura Herman, Sarah Nathan, Shayna Lombardi, Ryan Kramer, Hannah Cranville, Steve Travis, Chris Stinson, Ted Shylock, Nicole Arias, and Ariella Rosberg.
Oh, wow.
Very lengthy.
Very lengthy, and I guess a wide variety of, like, NRT experience and different backgrounds.
Definitely.
We have a good amount of new people. We have a good amount of veterans. It's a good mix.
That's really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So tell us a bit about the show. I'm not too familiar with it, but give us a sort of like broad background. Or not background in the show. A bit of what it's
about. Overview?
An overview. Okay. That's the word I'm looking for.
So basically this actor, writer, Moises Kaufman, who lives in New York City, he works with a theater group. They call themselves the Tectonic Theater Company. They heard about a tragedy that occurred in Laramie, Wyoming in 1998. A young man named Matthew Shepard was murdered due to the fact that he was a gay young man. So obviously it's a hate crime. Media was shed upon this tragedy, but Moises thought it would be interesting to interview townspeople and people that were affected by the tragedy and get their point of view on it. And he conducted about 200 interviews with townspeople in Laramie, Wyoming after the tragedy occurred. And that's really where the story stems from. It's a different type of show. It's not where you're sitting there, watching craziness go on in a house or, three different settings. It's an interview style.
Okay.
Yeah, it's best to be explained as like a documentary style. It's all based on interviews, interspliced with a running plot of Matthew Shepard and what happened to him and the two kids that were involved with his murder. And so it's really, really interesting. And every monologue, everything that's said in the show is actually said by the real people.
From the interviews.
Yeah, they were edited, but there was nothing changed as far as content of what they actually said. So it's funny in the script. There's mistakes. There's breaks. There's pauses. So it's very raw script.
It's very that makes that must make it very powerful. I can't think of anything this heavy that NRT has done in a while. What made you choose this? Something I guess that has this much power.
We actually did this in my high school.
Okay.
And that's honestly the only reason I've ever heard of Matthew Shepard and the tragedy. I mean, in 98, I was only 10 years old, so I wasn't watching the news. So I love that it delivers a message of... It sounds very depressing and sad and morbid, but it delivers a message of hope. And I think we need to shed light upon hatred and that it happens in homosexuality, in race, religion, and this can like spread to many areas in life. It's not just against homosexuals. You can take this in a broad or as narrow view as you want to. And I think we often forget that, and I thought this would be great to bring to a college.
Definitely.
Such a diverse college like Penn State, and shed light on this tragedy that happened, but that something good did come out of it.
To bring it out so more people know about it and learn from it.
Right.
And that's what you guys are linking with LGBTA Pride Week.
Yes.
And
we're on their calendar.
Oh, good. I've actually heard you're the main event?
One of them.
Oh, good.
Definitely. Yeah. They put us on the calendar for our Saturday night show. They have other things going on our Thursday and Friday nights, but we are one of the highlighted events, which is great.
Excellent.
I'm excited to get a different crowd coming in for the show.
And, yeah, more people, like you said, more people will get the message from it.
Right.
The more you bring it out. It being such a serious, heavy topic, though, have you had any challenges with the script, the play, having it not to be such a taboo subject matter, but something that is so dark?
Yeah.
Have you any, challenges bringing that to the stage?
You know what? It was hard to portray the characters, especially the ones affected, that were mostly affected by the tragedy, like Matthew Shepard's father is in the show. He has a very long monologue. We really had one-on-one sessions with all of our actors and really picked apart the monologues to really hone in on these characters that are real people. They're not characters. I mean, they're not. They're real people. Their feelings and their wants and their needs and why are they saying this? What has driven them to do this or that?
I think that the challenge of this kind of show is that the acting is so centered on yourself. I think what we tried to work with our actors a lot is to not to pretend that they were someone else, but to really search inside themselves and feel how they would react to this kind of situation. Because that's where the reality of the emotional response to something like this can actually come out that would be realistic. Because we're not talking about fictionalized characters that were written by an author. I mean, these are just unedited, real people. So it's that a lot of inner kind of searching and understanding of yourself and trying to bring that out in through the character, but mostly from yourself.
What was the most challenging part, I think, is that every actor plays at least 4 to 5 characters.
Oh, okay, so
or people. That's why I made the cast so big. Normally it's smaller and they have more characters. There are upwards of 60 characters in the
show. Wow.
And originally they only had like 7 people do the show.
I think it's 7 people do the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are college students. I know they're busy and this isn't
the
only job. So that's why I had to expand the cast a little bit. And, you know, the fact that every actor in my show is playing even conflicting characters. They can be playing one of the murderer suspects and playing the father of Matthew Shepard. And I think that's where the challenge comes in. But I think that almost makes it that much better because they have to think about
it
that much more. And you see both sides. And it's powerful to watch them portray things. I have people in this cast that are gay, and they are playing straight, and I have straight people playing
and
gay people,
vice versa.
And you know what? It's interesting to see the way they've portrayed these characters and made them come to life, and you actually see a difference in all of their different personas that they play, which is just wonderful and challenging for them to do, but it's great.
You mentioned Matthew's father is one of the characters. Who else do we see come up in the play of the interviews?
We have a friend of Matthew Shepard.
A close friend of Matthew's. The cop that went to
found
the scene
his body.
Of the crime.
Yeah.
The young man that found his body. Matthew Shepard's father, Dennis Shepard, is the only relative that's shown of Matthew's.
Mm-hmm.
We have the grandmother of one of the accused, the father of one of the accused.
Oh, wow.
The girlfriend.
Random townspeople.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot. I think it's a larger concentration of people that weren't directly involved, per se, like as far as relations is concerned. We have like the doctor that treated him. Mm-hmm. And,
so you but had, then you have people that aren't even...
have nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it, yeah. But you get but their perspective.
Yeah. You get a whole sense of the town.
Yes.
It's really immersive. That's really interesting.
That's what is great. And people, you know, when we've rehearsed, they go, you know, this character only has one line. What do I even do with that? You know, it's one line, but as you said, it's immersive. You're getting the feel for everyone that's in this town. It's a very small town to begin with. So something this huge happening there affects everybody, even if you're not gay or you didn't know who Matthew Shepard was or weren't, you know, friends or knowing of the two accused young men, you're still affected because that's your home.
Huh. That's a great message to get from it. and it being, I guess, powerful and what sort of a audience are you hoping to get from this? Or what audience would this be appropriate to?
More of the adult crowd. I don't think this is suitable for young children at all. I think high school students and older. I think if we could, even if high school students came and college students, I think this is a great message for both.
I think it spans a lot of people. I mean, I think the overlying theme of the whole show is really that they're so delving into this one isolated situation, but realizing that this Laramie, Wyoming is the same little town as anybody, as any place else. It has a Walmart, it has a church, it has a school. So it's the understanding that this could happen anywhere. So it's even in a place like New York City, where you don't expect this sort of bigotry to happen, but it could, really. So I think it's the audience ranges from high school students, college students, adults.
You can really bring
anybody,
anyone.
Yeah.
That's really neat. And hopefully you bring in some people who aren't familiar with this or were previously closed-minded and
right.
This really opens their mind.
Me too.
Well, I guess that covers most of the bits. I'm going to give you guys now about 30 seconds just of straight PR why you would like us to come see this show. So in 4, 3, take it away.
This show has a great message. It's something you don't want to miss. It's a great piece of theater, and it's a piece of history that should be known by everybody. It should be seen and known about, and you should leave the show not sad, not burdened, but with a gleam of hope. I really think you should come see it. It's a great show.
It's something very different, and especially if you're not into straight theater, this is definitely something to watch because it's different. It's very different.
All right. Well, thank you both very much. I look forward to seeing it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Well, that's all we've got for you this week. Once again, NRT proudly presents The Laramie Project, Thursday at 9 o'clock and Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, all in 111 form. That's March 26th, 27th, and 28th. Thanks for listening. And come back next week for an interview with Frothfest, the annual collaboration between NRT and Penn State's Humor Magazine. Thanks again, and enjoy the show.